This is TWiT.
On Tech News Today, we talked last week. I had Micah Sargent on from iMore, and we talked about some AR kit demos that we liked. And one of them that came up was an AR demo for food. And I said, why would you ever need that? That's ridiculous. Like
hot dog or not?
No, not hot dog or not, but I do. It's a good Silicon Valley restaurant reference. But No, you're in a restaurant. Yep. You're kind of thinking like, I want to see my food before it comes to the table. And I just thought, ugh.
Can you?
Yes. Well, the creator of one of these apps emailed me and he said, I'm a big fan of TWiT. And let me tell you, here's why you'd want to do this. Have you ever been in a restaurant and you think you're looking at the menu and you're like, what's bip and bap?
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Or like, you know, when you look over someone's shoulder, you're like, that looks good.
Right.
You do that. Yeah. So his app, it's still in beta, and it let's get to the beginning of it, and it is better on iPhone.
Is it called Bip and Bap?
No, it's... I'll take this out, because we don't need
volume. Because we got wire, okay. Wire confusion.
It's called Karak. Is that... Yeah, Kabak. K-A-B-A-Q.
K-A-B-A-Q. Like shish kebab with a Q.
Yes. So...
Not.
Do you want to see the food at Tavern 62?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you pick a restaurant.
Right. This is just a few restaurants in New York right now. This is, you know,
eventually
this is
he'll
AR
have
kit
all
just
the
came
restaurants.
Out, so.
Oh, this is with an AR kit.
So do you want to look at...
Show me what one of these, like a lemon tart, I don't know.
Chocolate s'mores.
Wait a minute. What's a lollipop tree? Oh,
okay.
We can find out about s'mores cake, but then I want to go back.
Sitting comfortably.
Yes.
Then
look at the screen so we can see where you're... Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might take a few seconds to enjoy.
Should I put my fingers in it? I mean,
I think we can, well.
Is that it? Right there?
That's not it.
That's a delicious looking thing.
Enjoy. There we go.
Oh. Oh, it's on the table. Then, well, maybe we should get my...
Maybe we have to... Yeah, let's... Yeah, we don't want to put
I don't
it on
want
our
a
iPad.
Cake on my iPad.
And then... look at that. Doesn't it look delicious?
So is that the real thing?
Well, I think of... I guess it is the real thing. Are you fasting today?
Yeah. And this is exactly the kind of food I can eat on a fast.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
So,
imagine
it.
Lollipop tree.
That looks like meringue.
No, that's a chocolate vanilla cake.
Oh, my gosh. I am really hungry.
Oh, so you can flip through those.
Ooh.
There it is. That's the lollipop.
Oh, that is.
Cheesecake lollipop tree.
That is lovely.
See, you might read that in the menu, but would you know?
Yeah. Oh.
So this restaurant had to submit these images.
Mm-hmm.
So the real deal. This is okay. I do like this.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, this is the future. This isn't the present. You can't. I mean, everybody's not using this today. But
it would make more sense in an iPhone than having to hold up.
Yes,
your
you wouldn't.
IPad
hopefully, you wouldn't have your iPad. So yeah, I thank you for writing me and
augmented reality food.
Kabak.
K-A-B-A-Q.
Sorry, I'm not getting the name right.
It's Kabak.
Kabak?
Well, the Q is capitalized, so
yeah,
I think maybe it's Kabak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll find out.
So,
the good names were taken.
Sometimes I just say stuff where I'm like, who needs that? But
that's
makes
really
sense.
Kind of fun. In fact, shouldn't that just be the menu?
Yes.
Like, forget the printed menu. I should just be able to browse my food.
And you could do it at home first, too, to decide if you want to go there.
We're in an era now, and this is going to be this way for the next year, that because Apple's putting this empowering technology in iOS with ARKit, which is a developer's tool that makes it easy to do this. That's interesting. Recorded using a Samsung Galaxy S7.
Okay, so this is not ARKit, I guess, if he's using it.
No, because he's recording it off of an iPhone, see?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, that's on a Samsung. So maybe it is an AR kit. Yeah, I don't know. So, but the point being, I think we're going to see a lot of these experiments as we try to figure out what augmented reality is good for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Right. Yeah, and of course, augmented reality apps like this existed before AR kit, but they're getting...
Not as easy to do. I feel like, and we'll know more in a month or two, Apple's going to design the new iPhone with features that make this better.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing now is using existing hardware, but when the new iPhone comes out, I have a feeling it'll have better cameras for this kind of thing, depth sensing cameras, things like that, that ARKit will automatically take advantage of. And I suspect this is going to be, I think it might be the next big thing. Apple certainly hopes so.
Mm-hmm.